Luke frowned and glanced down at his body's sunken eyes. He could sense that the Mindwalkers weren't telling him the whole truth, but it didn't feel as though they wished him harm, and they were clearly willing to let him be certain of his body's safety before proceeding. But time did still matter to Valen and all the other young Jedi who were losing their minds, and if he could discover whether Jason's visit here had something to do with their delusions, the sooner he did so, the better. Two, there were those mysterious alarms flashing and blaring in the control room. When any alarm went active, he could not help feeling that time mattered very much.
Wait.
Luke used the Force to pull his vac suit's water tube free of its mounting clip so he could position the suck nozzle between his body's lips, then went to join the Mindwalkers.
Where are we heading?
Ryantar pivoted around, half facing him, then pointed toward the purple radiance crackling in the center of the chamber.
We are going into the light, Master Skywalker.
Luke smiled.
Into the light, he repeated. That has an ominous ring to it.
Not at all,
Ryantar said, also stopping to wait.
You have already gone into the light. Just as you are still inside your body, about to begin the releasing meditation.
All is permanent,
Farrell added.
All things that will happen have already happened. All things that have already happened are about to happen.
Time passes inside us, Master Skywalker.
Explained Ryantar.
It is only our finite nature that parses the galaxy into seconds and eons.
So I've heard,
Luke said, recognizing some of the philosophical underpinnings of the assertion. There was a definite Ang-Ti influence, with a bit of Potentium Unity doctrine, and perhaps even a hint of Harrisarchian determinism thrown in. He found himself wondering just how the Mindwalkers had melded together so many different Force traditions.
A finite mind cannot comprehend the infinite galaxy.
You will.
Farrell motioned Luke after him, then started toward the purple glow again.
Come into the light with us.
As Luke followed the pair toward the crackling radiance above, he began to understand the origins of the term mindwalking. Every time he started to swing a foot forward, he simply found himself a pace ahead of where he had been the moment before, as though he were teleporting ahead one step at a time. Eventually, he realized that he merely had to think about moving to discover that he had already done it. The trio was still 3 meters away from the purple glow when a tentacle of light crackled down to touch Luke's chest. His entire presence immediately turned as purple as the ball of light itself. And he was filled with a bone-shivering joy, 1,000 times more intense than anything he had ever before experienced. He felt as though he had become the Force, and the Force had become him, and he was flooded with a calming bliss that seemed as deep as space. Pain, fear, anguish, even the memory of such suffering vanished. He knew only the pure, eternal joy of existence. A song as vast and ageless as the universe itself. Luke remained in the song more than a year and less than a second. He did not remember because the past was yet to come. He did not desire because the future had already gone. He saw the galaxy, the universe, the Force itself in its beautiful, infinite entirety. A thing both within and without. Limitless and sublime, and wholly beyond comprehension. A raspy voice said,
Walk.
Then Luke was standing in a shadowy arcade, looking out on an ancient courtyard overgrown with tree ferns, club mosses, and pillars of scaled fungi. In the center of the courtyard sat the curving basin of a formal fountain, the water jet gurgling somewhere inside a pall of steam so filled with sulfur that it was more brown than yellow.
The font of power,
said the raspy voice. Luke turned his head toward the speaker. He saw a skull-faced Given, Farrell, he recalled, next to him, and he began to remember where he was. Or rather, to to remember the quest that had led him here, since he had no idea where here actually was. Luke was on a mission. He needed to find out why Jason had fallen prey to the dark side. He needed to determine whether his nephew's sojourn had anything to do with the psychosis troubling so many young Jedi Knights. Luke was still reorienting himself when a second voice, this one deep and refined, said,
"If you have the courage to drink of it, you will have the power to achieve anything."
"Anything?" Luke glanced over to find the flat-faced Gotal, Ryantar, standing to his other side. "That's a big promise."
"There is no limit to the strength that can be drawn from the font of power,"
Ryantar replied.
"You can drink as deeply as you wish."
"Can I?"